talking head somewhere. I mean, this world is like a... a machinery. I mean, some kind of energy structure, you know, the body with the cells and the molecules and the, all that, where, as we understand it, but which, for instance, in China or India, they would describe in a different way in terms of prana and energy of this and that form. And so, which ultimately, I guess, comes down to basically similar understanding. There's some energy and action here, but an extremely advanced technological structure, you could say. I mean, how the eyes work, how the ears work, and mouth, and I mean, these are like cameras and microphones, and much the way we build cameras and microphones. We, of course, took some of the knowledge, I guess, from our eyes and ears work. I don't know, but yeah, and then we are projected into this form, and our consciousness, I mean, that's us here now, is kind of, we're acting in that, mind is acting through that brain, controlling all the little parts of that body, all the little muscles, and, you know, the nerves going back and forth there, information and energy to powering, power muscles, and I mean, it's amazing, you know, the knowledge gathering and the working senses, as they talk about in the Bhagavad Gita. So, it's like we are gamers acting in a game, in a Second Life world. And we even built, someone did, something called Second Life from our life scene and down, but we only need to think from this level, this world, and up. And then we can start to understand reality.